from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick and Sal Live, presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop. State Farm agent Deb Insel. Absolute Wireless, proud to be the mobile device provider for Blue Raider athletics. And by Middle Tennessee Kroger Stores. Welcome to Rick and Sal Live. Email questions to radio at goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome in to Rick and Sal Live. Coming to you from Sam's Sports Grill here in the Stones River Mall. Dick Palmer along with the head coach of the Lady Raiders, and we'll be here for the next hour talking Middle Tennessee women's basketball. Coach, last time around, I understand, for us here.
The last show, Dick.
Last show,
It's gone by quick.
It's just like that locomotive you were talking about on the post game yesterday.
Seems like we just started our first show, you know, and that was what? 1st of January.
Yep.
It seems like it was last week, you know.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today. We'll talk some about the upcoming Conference USA tournament in Birmingham. We've got a big road trip coming up this week to Florida. We'll talk about that. We also have a special guest as our only senior player. Ty Petty will be coming in, and we'll talk with her on the second half hour of the show. Tony Stennett will do that. And we also have some business to take care of with our what was our last contest from last week. We ask you to guess at what point in the game the opponents would score their first points. What would be the time on the clock when UAB scored their first points? And Coach, we had a guy come within 4 seconds of the exact time. They scored their first point on a three-point shot with 8:33 on the clock, and Larry McElroy guessed 8:29. That's pretty close.
Pretty close.
So he is the winner. Larry, are you
he's
here?
He's sitting back over here somewhere. I saw him come in.
Come on up here, Larry, and we've got a prize for you. Oh, okay. And the second question we asked, this was an easy one. We asked which team would score the first points in the second half. Alex Johnson did that for us. And we had quite a few correct answers, and we had a drawing conducted by Tony Stennett on the up and up. And Lois Garrett is the winner. Lois, come on up here.
I see Lois back there.
There she is, right back there at that last table. So congratulations to Lois and to Larry McElroy. Now, is Kelly Rollins here?
No, I don't think Kelly's got here yet.
Okay, if he comes in, somebody...
He usually comes in a little bit late.
If you see him, tell him to come up here. We've got something for him
last week.
All right, Coach, we're going to talk about the game a little bit more in detail later, but I wanted to talk to you about the senior day activities, the legends, everything that took place after the ball game yesterday, because it was quite an impressive ceremony out in center court.
You talking about the senior day?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's always a special day, Dick, and we had three young ladies that would be the last time two of those young ladies were managers. And, you know, and then you had Ty Petty, which was a player. Caitlin and Bree, they've done a good job for us the last 4 years. And they'll be moving on. Ty Petty's done a great job for us the last 4 years. And she'll be moving on. And we still got some time left, though. We still got our conference tournament and postseason tournament. And, you know, I feel like that we're just now getting where we need to be as far as the team's concerned. So I'm pretty excited about the rest of the way, to be honest with you.
Well, talking about that, and
I thought Ty's thing yesterday, where she invited Mr. and Ms. Jackson up, was very special. That was Ty. She did that herself.
Yep.
I was very pleased with her, pleased with the way she handled herself. I've been pleased with the way she's handled herself since she's been here. She's a quality young lady, and, you know, she wants to play basketball. She wants to win. She does well on, off the court. And, you know, I think she very much might have a future in the WNBA. They're always looking for point guards that can distribute the basketball. She can do that. She's proved that with over 500 assists. She can knock down threes. She's got quickness. She's aggressive. And, you know, the WNBA is just like college. They need more than one point guard. In most cases, they need three. So I think she might be able to pick up with somebody and use her aggression and her quickness. And if it's nothing but coming off the bench, I think that would be a big deal for her.
And it doesn't matter what size you are. If you can play, you can play.
If you can play, you can play. I mean, she's proved that over and over and over. She's played the best teams in the country. I think against Louisville, she might have got 29 points against them, and Louisville's ranked in the top five or six in the country. So Ty Petty can play against anybody. And I think she's got a good shot of, depending on how she finishes up and how we finish up, I think she'll be in the top three for player of the year.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
So we'll see.
All right, let's take a look at our weekly headlines brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post. Covering daily news from Murfreesboro, you can pick up one around town every Monday or log in to MurfreesboroPost.com. And just as we were talking about Ty, one of our headlines is about Ty Petty, who went over the 500 assist mark for her career in the game yesterday. She's the only player in program history with 1,200 points, 500 assists, 300 rebounds, and 180 steals. Those four categories, the only player in the history of our program.
And well, that kind of speaks for itself. You know,
sure
I said she was one of the best point guards I've ever been around, and I think if you look at her stats, what she's done at Middle Tennessee State and the competition.
Right.
You know, the 4 years she's been here, she's played some of the best programs in the country. And so those stats hold up.
All right, continuing with our headlines, Middle Tennessee has clinched a first-round bye in the Conference USA tournament in Birmingham with two games remaining. The Lady Raiders are sure to finish no lower than fourth. They can finish as high as number one. And Abby Sissom made some history yesterday. 8 out of 9 three-pointers, we'll talk about that a little bit later, set a career high that way and with 25 points. So congratulations to Abby. And the final headline, Alex Johnson is very close to joining the 1,000-point club in just her second season. She needs 43 points to do that. I think she might do that on the next road trip.
Well, I think that she's got a shot to do it.
Yeah.
You know, Alex is, she's averaging right at 20 a game. You can look up and, you know, middle of the third quarter and she's got 20 points. So she's, we throw her the basketball. I mean, our players are very unselfish and they get her the ball. And she's doing a good job finishing. You know, she didn't have the greatest of games yesterday, but I thought she did, as far as her overall game, I thought it was very, very good. You know, you get beat up all year playing that position she plays. They're guarding her with two, three people at all times. They're
right.
Reaching and grabbing, pushing from behind, displacing her. It's tough. It's tough in Division I basketball to play in the post. And if you'll look at her, she's got a black eye right now, and she's had one all year long. That all that's come from the how aggressive they played her at the post. So she's a winner. I mean, that's what you can say about her.
All right, folks, you've got some cards. We're not having a contest because this is the last show, but if you want to ask Coach any question about the season or the tournament, whatever, if you'll jot it on those cards and somebody will come around and pick them up and we'll get to those questions later in the show. Right now, I want to tell you about McDonald's. They're excited to partner with Blue Raider Athletics and invite all you fans to visit and try their new Chicken McNuggets, no artificial preservatives, and they're now serving at McDonald's. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back to be talking about that big win yesterday when we come back on Rick Hensel Live. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball. Rick Hensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
People are redeeming their fuel points at Kroger Fuel Centers, and they're getting excited about the savings.
40 cents off a gallon. That's what I'm talking about.
I just saved 70. Nice.
Wow. I saved one.
Just one?
$1 a gallon. Oh, wow.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 fuel points you redeem at Kroger Fuel Centers. Up to $1 off per gallon.
Yay!
Big savings with fuel points at Kroger. Now that's something to celebrate.
Feeling like my lucky day.
See store for details.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Two secure Visa cards from one name you can trust. That's Ascend Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum and Visa Platinum Rewards cards. Both cards feature no annual fee, no fee for cash advances, travel accident coverage, and concierge services for reservations and more. Check the latest rates and apply online at ascendfcu.org or call 800-342-3086. A 1% foreign transaction fee applies. All loans subject to credit approval. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Business travel. For many companies and organizations here in Nashville and nationwide, it's key to growth and success. Yet managing travel internationally can result in the investment of unnecessary time, inconsistent arrangements, and accounting confusion. We are Safe Harbor's Business Travel. For 30 years, we've been helping businesses get their employees where they need to go and back again safely. Learn more about us at safeharbors.com or call us at our Nashville office at 615-783-1111. That's 615-783-1111.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Welcome to a whole new dimension in innovation, where thin is in, where sleek is stylish, and where powerful is oh so beautiful. Introducing the next generation of Extra Play, the instant game from the Tennessee Lottery that gives you extra chances to win on the back of the ticket. $200,000 Extra Play, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, ticket-changing, fun.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Rick Hensel Live, coming to you from Sam Sports Grill here in Stones River Mall, as we are presented each and every Monday night by Ascend Federal Credit Union. They've been with us for a long time, Coach, and we'll be hearing from Hillary a little bit later on in the program, see what's going on with them. The Raiders yesterday came out blazing against the Blazers, I guess you could say. UAB hit their first two shots, a couple of three-pointers from the Williams kid from Memphis hit them, but then Middle Tennessee got hot and finished the first quarter on a big 16-4 run and had a 10-point lead and then built it to 20 at halftime.
Well, we had a couple of defensive breakdowns she made a couple of good shots. I mean, the Williams kid did. We got lost in transition one time, and she knocked down a three, and then they went inside, and we cracked down on the inside post, and she kicked it back out, and she spotted up and knocked down that first three. So, but we came back. Sears hit a three in the dead corner. Ty was able to penetrate on a power skip. Got Sears again, and then Jess knocked down a three, and then Alex hit a couple of baskets, and we were on the roll then. But overall, I think we played good defense. I thought all of them played good defense. You know, we really need to keep Ty out of foul trouble, and put the bridle on her and pull her back a little bit on defense. But overall, I thought our post play was pretty good. I thought Gabby and Becca and AJ rotated in and out. And then when we put Charity in, I thought she had some good minutes. So we're getting some good play there. We've said all along that when our twos and threes show up, we're a pretty tough basketball team. Well, yesterday, Sism, if you got to pinpoint one thing, I think she was more focused yesterday than she's been. I think she... She played harder yesterday because I think she knew she was playing for Ty. This was Ty's last home game. And I thought she really came out. I thought Jess came out. Kyla came out. They all wanted to play team basketball and did. And I was real proud of them.
And, you know, I think that maybe the extra days you had to practice might have helped a little bit, too, because they were in the gym every day.
Well, I don't, you know, really, I know. The extra days that we practiced, basically what we hit on was it's tied. What we hit on was stuff that we're going to use in the tournament. So, you know, like our quick hitters and our last second sideline, full court with 3 or 4 seconds to go. You were there. I mean, things that we hadn't had a chance to work on this year, because when you've got a couple of days to prepare, you hadn't got time to get everything that you need in. Well, there's some things that we've got to work on that we're gonna need in the tournaments. We got 3 days in a row, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so we're not going to have a whole lot of time in the gym to really go over a lot of that, and you're going to have some kind of recall from your players and have an idea of positions, who you want in this position, who you want throwing the ball in, what do you want to do from the sidelines, you know. And we don't run a complicated system, but we got to know that the right people are at the right position, and especially when you know that a shot or two is dependent upon knocking down a shot or two to get into the NCAA tournament.
No doubt about that. Talking about defense, you mentioned Gabby earlier. You started Gabby on Childress, and Childress is the second leading 3-point shooter in the conference. The leading 3-point shooter in the conference in conference games is that little number zero, their point guard. So they had two outstanding 3-point shooters. I thought we did a great job defending the three-pointer.
Well, they're not indicative of that score yesterday. They're a very good basketball team. Randy does a good job.
Played everybody tough.
They really played great, great defense. And, you know, we got to putting the ball in the hole. We got to execute, and I thought we had great spacing. Several people have told me that they thought our spacing was pretty good. I thought we moved the basketball pretty good yesterday. So we got to, if we improve on that, you know, and that's one of the things we're going to work on. We ain't got it like we worked out today, but tomorrow we'll have to put the Florida International scouting.
Right.
So, you know, again, then you travel on Wednesday, and then you play on Thursday, and then you got to put the FAU scout in on Friday. So, you know, it's not as easy as you might think. But, you know, the players that we've got and the players we've had in the past, they adjust to that. That's what you do all year long from the get-go when you start traveling. You want to see – you got to figure out who can stay with who and what – you know, do they like getting up in the morning? Do they not – when do they want to play? You know, you got to kind of throw everything at them to get a feel of what you're going to see in the tournaments. And right now – with where we're looking at in the tournaments, we play a 6:30 game, so it looks like a 6:30 and maybe a 7 o'clock game. So we're used to that time slot. Some people don't like playing in the mornings, and it's tough on them. Some people don't like playing in the afternoons. So, you know, one of the things we've always tried to do is not put a lot of emphasis on all that, Dick.
You would play any time, though, wouldn't you?
Well, I think our players would. Yeah. I think they kind of take after our coaching staff. We don't make a big deal about where we practice. We don't make a big deal about making sure that we get on the game floor, because when you start doing that, then you develop that mindset that you've got to have that,
right.
And there's times that you can't get on the playing floor to game time. So we've always just tried to make sure that our kids, we just threw everything at them. We practice in rec centers, you know. We practice on the asphalt. We practice in the ballrooms at the hotel. I mean, you know, you just get them together and you go over your game plan and you take it to the game floor.
Okay, we're going to talk about the tournament when we come back on our next segment. Right now, I want to tell you about the Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to have raised more than $4 billion, that's billion with a B, to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. We'll take a break. Rick Ensel Live will continue from Sam's after this time out on the Blue Raider Network, powered by Learfield.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
It's 24/7 care. You never have to leave your home. Introducing virtual visits with St. Thomas Health On Demand. You can now visit with a board-certified physician or nurse practitioner through your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The provider will talk you through the exam and, if needed, provide a prescription. The cost is a $49 flat fee. St. Thomas Health On Demand is for non-emergent illness or injuries like coughs, sore throats, eye infections, and rashes. Simply log on to sthealth.com/ondemand.
I'm Brandon. I'm 16 years old and play varsity hockey for my high school. In my sport, it just helps have a little muscle and some strong bones. That's one reason I drink Purity Dairy Pure Sweet Acidophilus Milk every day. Its calcium and protein keep my body in game-ready shape. It not only keeps my bones strong, it keeps my immune system strong too. But the main reason I drink it, I just love the taste.
Purity Dairy Pure Sweet Acidophilus Milk starts pure, stays pure.
Check your calendars, dude drinkers. It's Give a Can of Mountain Dew Black Label to a Friend Day. So crack open the Deeper Darker Dew Mountain Dew Black Label for James. Hey, James won those two awesome concert tickets, and what did he do? He took someone else. Wait, he took someone else? Okay, change of plans. Today is Give a Can of Mountain Dew Black Label to a Real Friend Day. So pour around and savor that crafted dark berry flavor made with real sugar and herbal bitters. Introducing Mountain Dew Black Label, boldly refined.
Chip Walters here reminding you, if you're building a home, insist on LP Smart Side Trim and Siding. Not only because it's a beautiful choice, but also because it's exceptionally durable. Your home may have to withstand a lot in its lifetime. Hail, storm debris, plus everyday impacts like rocks kicked up by the lawnmower. LP Smart Side withstands impact far better than other siding, and it's backed by an industry-leading 50-year limited warranty. See the advantages at lpsmartside.com. LP Building Products is a Middle Tennessee company and a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On TryGreenEquipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit TryGreenEquipment.com today.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Ensel Live, brought to you by the Ascent Federal Credit Union. We're live at Sam's Sports Grill on this Monday night. I want to remind you that you can take your Blue Raider ticket stub to a Rutherford County Sonic location and receive a free item with your purchase. That's good for 48 hours after each home win, and we hope the men pick up a couple of home wins this week, and you'll be able to go to Sonic. Coach, we've got... Most of you have received this handout on your table that Tony made. Now, this is a probable bracket. It's a maybe bracket. It's not firm because we still have the games to play this week. But if you'll notice at the bottom, this is the standings as of today. So if the tournament started tomorrow, this is the way it would be. And, Coach, your thoughts on how this thing is going to stack up now? Well, upper bracket, lower bracket.
Dick, there's no easy placement in the tournament. If you look at the teams that you've got, the top four seeds right now, you've got Western, Middle Tennessee, La Tech, and Southern Miss, four very good basketball teams. You've got a lot of good teams that are in waiting that's going to have to play to get to those four right now. North Texas and Rice, Charlotte, Marshall, San Antonio, UAB, ODU, and UTEP, they're all good programs. And I would hate to predict, you know, what teams would win any of those. But, you know, if Southern Miss beats La Tech Friday, they'll go third. And then I think that pretty well sets it, La Tech and then Old Dominion could be tied, and I think I'm correct on that, for maybe even Charlotte, who would go into the fourth place slot.
Right, they're both 10-6 right now.
You know, you got some movement that's going to be there. You also got movement with Rice and UAB. UAB wins two games, and Rice goes 1-1. Then I think they're tied. And UAB beat Rice in overtime, which would put them 9th, and Rice would go 10. I think there's some movement there with San Antonio and North Texas. North Texas loses both games, and San Antonio, where are they?
San Antonio's got a 1-game lead over them right now.
Yeah. And I think San Antonio, who do they play, Dick?
San Antonio.
I think they go to they're at Old Dominion and at Charlotte.
Right.
So, you know, that's two tough games
it's
for
tough
them.
Tough road trip,
oh,
isn't it?
God, the Blues. Yep. I'd hate to be going in there right now, I'll just tell you.
We don't want to make that trip
We made it this year. Well, that's the second time we made it. Come out pretty good both times.
Right.
But Charlotte and Old Dominion are two tough programs. And, you know, we've always had problems. I saw Alicia Clark running around here somewhere, but we got beat with her down in the Floridas. And that was one of the best teams that's ever been in Middle Tennessee.
Right.
So that gives you an idea that it's tough playing Florida Atlantic, Florida International. And their record's not as poor as it is right now. But Florida International's playing for there. If they don't win against us, they don't make the tournament. So you can imagine their players are going to be really emotionally high and going at it.
They've got a lot to play for, don't they?
And Florida Atlantic's just getting ready for next year. So, you know, that's two catch games for us. And we can't get caught in going down there. I think the best thing I heard today was it's going to be rainy.
So we can't go out by the pool.
No, they won't sit out
by the pool.
I don't care if you sit by the pool or not. I'll be watching film, but I don't want my kids looking at all that sunshine and sand and pool and thinking they can get out there. It's going to be 80 degrees and raining, so I'm thinking that's the best thing I've heard today. You know,
I think one of the key games this week is Southern Miss and La Tech, and that will be at Southern Miss because those two teams are tied right now. And that will
Two good programs. Mm-hmm. We had to fight for our life against La Tech, and then Southern Miss just handed it to us. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They probably beat us as bad as anybody's beat us, including Western. So, you know, both of those programs they've got good programs. They've got good young players, and they're coming on, and they're well coached. They're well coached. I mean, Joey Lee has. Both of those programs their coaches should be up for Coach of the Year, if you want to know the truth. I'm probably going to vote for one of those two.
All right,
I guess it may come down to who might. When La Tech was to beat Southern Miss, I'd probably vote for her and Southern Miss. But I think they both done great jobs this year.
McDonald's is excited to partner with MTSU Athletics and invites all fans to visit and try breakfast before or after the game. All-day breakfast now at McDonald's. Let's bring Natalie Hughes up here to the front. Well, hi, Natalie. How are you?
Let her get her headsets on, Dick.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing just great.
Dick's always one to jump the gun, ain't he?
That's right.
He is. She's ready to go.
I don't know how I ever got married.
Now, talk a little bit about your company, Ascend Federal Credit Union. And by the way, let us thank you for sponsoring our show.
We appreciate what y'all have done.
For a number of years.
Well, we are glad to do it. Well, we're winding down. March 1st ends our scholarship. So we just want to remind everybody to come out and or to go online and to register for the scholarship. And there's a lot of neat things that we're doing in the community. We're hoping to very soon get our new financial center open on West Main.
Mm-hmm. East Main and South Rutherford. And I was just by there a week or so ago, and it looks like it's really coming along.
It has, and they've really made a lot of progress.
Yeah.
That's going to be our largest financial center that we've ever built. So we're very, very proud of it. It's going to be our premier financial center in Rutherford County.
Right off campus.
Yes, yes, it is.
That's big.
Yes, it is. But, you know, we're also getting ready to wind up as soon as the weather warms up for the Ascend Amphitheater.
Right.
And one of the things I wanted to mention is that our members, if you're a member of Ascend, you can have a benefit of pre-sale tickets. So I'm getting a lot of phone calls. People are saying, hey, can
save I save you a little money, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. People are saying, can I get tickets? I said, sure you can if you sign up and become a member of Ascend. You can take advantage of those pre-sale tickets.
Okay, very good. Well, once again, we just want to thank you for being there for us, as you have been for the last several years, and appreciate you you and Hillary both coming by and being on the show.
All right, and go Blue. We're looking at you this
thank
week.
You. Thank you.
Natalie Hughes visiting with us from Ascend Federal Credit Union. Now, coming up next, after this next break, Tony Stinnett's going to slide in this chair, and he'll be talking with Ty Petty, so you want to be sure and listen to that. We're going to take a break now. You're listening to Rick Ensel Live, brought to you by Ascend on the Blue Raider Network, powered by Learfield.
At City Auto, each vehicle has a price clearly marked on it. The price you see is the price you pay. No haggling, no stressful negotiating, and no bargaining over an inflated sticker price. Come see us and say, City Auto Murfreesboro. Shop where the dealers shop.
Tired, achy feet? Want to get into shape this year but can't run due to foot problems? A helpful solution is out there. Visit Williams Foot Center, PLLC, a local podiatry clinic specializing in the treatment of foot and ankle conditions. Dr. Melvin Williams can help you with those bunions, hammer toes, ingrown toenails, corns and calluses, and that pesky plantar fasciitis. Let one athlete help another. Call 615-494-1234 today. Take a step in the right direction at Williams Foot Center.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer, member FDIC.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man, but different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive.
Ooh, it's tough being a plumbing pipe in winter.
You sound funny. Catch a cold?
Cold? I'm almost frozen. I'll burst and then no more indoor plumbing.
Better call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They fix frozen pipes quickly.
Oh, thank goodness, because this could get ugly.
Well, call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They'll do it right the first time.
Oh, I'm freezing. I got... She's about to blow!
Find us at RoscoeBrown.com.
RoscoeBrown.com.
At City Auto, each vehicle has a price clearly marked on it. The price you see is the price you pay. No haggling, no stressful negotiating, and no bargaining over an inflated sticker price. Come see us and say, City Auto Murfreesboro. Shop where the dealers shop.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Rick Ensel Live at Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall here in Murfreesboro. And now for this part of the show, it's time for the player interview segment. And we are pleased to have senior point guard Ty Petty with us here this evening. So, Ty, first of all, welcome aboard, and great to have you with us here this evening.
Thank you, Tony.
One thing, Ty, I want to jump right into it. You know, yesterday you had your day, senior day, and, you know, what a great day it was. And I thought, you know, the community and the crowd was, you know, really showed up for you and, you know, had signs up there for you and stuff. It was just incredible. But can you talk about the feeling as you walked up that ramp, you know, an opposite ramp than you're used to, and knew what was waiting? And, you know, talk about that. But then talk about those emotions when it came toward the end, and you know, Tina Stewart's parents were there, and it was an awesome experience, but obviously very emotional.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The first thing that was on my mind, you know, on senior day was just the game. You know, that was the main focus, was the game first. But once it started going, you know, winding down and me having to get out and then going, getting presented senior day, my emotions definitely came. And then, of course, seeing Mr. Jackson and Ms. Stewart right there definitely hit home.
Well, you know, we talked about Tina yesterday, and, you know, Ty, one thing I've noticed about you is, you know, I think winners typically, you can look at the people they surround themselves with and get an idea of why they have the character they do and such. Your family's a big part of that, but what I've noticed is, like, Courtney Jones, who you never really got to play with, but have a great relationship with, she showed up at practice to surprise you before the Marshall game last week. Alicia Clark, you're here with tonight. Also, Courtney Jones, we mentioned. Tina Stewart. Talk about how you formed a relationship with these former greats even before you were playing at Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, actually, Alicia was helped when I was playing AAU for Tennessee Pride when I first started. So she coached me when I was younger. And then just coming around, you know, just growing up being from Murfreesboro, I always came to Middle Tennessee games, you know, and just, like I mentioned, just seeing that passion that those girls play with, and I wanted to be in that type of atmosphere. And then I grew a bond with Tina, I grew a bond with Courtney, and then the rest of it is really history.
Well, and speaking of history, you know, many of Courtney's records are history because of you, and I know that she probably shares in that and is happy that, you know, records are made to be broken. So, you know, Ty, it's been mentioned, and you've heard it, but, you know, Middle Tennessee has been playing Division I women's basketball for 42 years, been playing basketball a lot longer than that, but Division I, 42 years, and there's been some great players come through, as you know. So when you hear that you are one of the first to ever do something in 42 years, that's pretty remarkable. How do you feel about that, and where does it kind of place you in your mind amongst the best of the best to ever have played at Middle Tennessee?
I mean, it definitely feels great. You know, I'm very humble when it comes to things like that, and, you know, I can't really take all the credit for my success being at Middle Tennessee. You know, I got to, like you said, my family, you know, the coaching staff, my teammates, the fans, you know, so I can't really just take all the credit, you know, because they all had a lot to do with my success being at here at MTSU.
Well, and you know, Coach mentions it, and sometimes we joke about it, but what's remarkable is you've done this really in 3 years of playing time, playing time. But let me ask you, you know, a lot of people say, God, could you imagine if Ty would have redshirted as a freshman and we had her coming back, which would mean we have the whole team coming back. Yeah. But at the same time, do you feel like you went through some experiences as a freshman, some playing time, some things like that, that you needed to help make you the player that you became?
Most definitely. Like, I can't ever forget the first time coming in as a freshman having workouts. I actually, you know, got kicked out of workouts just because I wasn't just ready, you know, mentally and physically I wasn't ready yet. And I think I definitely needed that, you know, to show that, you know, coming from high school to college is definitely a big step. And I just took my freshman year as a learning experience, and I came in the summer and I worked on everything that, you know, coach needed from a point guard and what he wanted from a point guard. So my freshman year was definitely my learning experience, and that actually helped me, you know, even grind and, you know, get my mind and my body right to be able to come in my sophomore year and help the team like I wanted to.
Well, Ty, of course, the daughter of Talisa Blackman, and Ty, I know that you have a very, very special bond with your mother. And one of the things you talked about in some of the stories this week was part of picking Middle Tennessee was getting to play at home and your mom getting to see all of your home games and stuff. Well, The very first game, I was back at Middle Tennessee working. We were out at Arizona State 2 years ago. Yep. And I'm like, you know, who are these people following us around? And it was your mom and family. Mm-hmm. Your mom had also got to go to Costa Rica. I've seen her on some going to Florida this weekend. Yep. But, you know, she's got to travel around and see a big part of your career. And maybe some of that is because the finances you save at the home games have allowed her to travel. But what has that meant to look in those stands most of the time, especially these last 2 years, and see your mom and your sister at times, your niece, your nephew, but obviously a great, great support group?
My mom is my biggest fan. She's, you know, I can't thank her enough for what she does. You know, she just her being able to travel and, you know, come to my games, you know, it definitely means a lot. You know, she definitely goes above and beyond when it comes to me and my sister. So the fact, you know, that she does what she has to do just to make sure that she can come watch me play, like you said, I can't thank her enough. And, again, that's why I chose to stay here, just because I knew, you know, my mom is a big part of my life. And to her having the opportunity to, you know, just watching me play, I had to definitely make that decision.
Well, Ty, you continue to climb the charts in scoring as well. I mean, that's what's remarkable, the steals, the assists, the rebound, the scoring. I don't know that any player in Conference USA impacts a game more than you do, and that's saying a lot because there's some great players. You know, Kendall Noble does a lot at Western Kentucky, but I would say the two of you probably impact the game more than anybody I've seen. And I mentioned top 15 in scoring because former great Tia Stovall is checked in with us tonight, and you're about to pass her, an old Franklin County girl, but wanted to give Tia a shout out. The last thing, Ty, is can you just talk about, you know, this last week of the regular season and then it's postseason? And, you know, I think it'll be a very emotional time whenever that last game has been played. Yeah. So I guess let's make sure it's a long time off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's still a lot of games to be played, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm just enjoying, you know, every minute, you know, from practices to the games. We got two big games, you know, coming up this week. You know, during our film today, Coach Kim mentioned how, you know, FIU will be playing, you know, they need a win to get into the tournament. So we can't come down here and take them lightly. You know, they're going to give us everything they have. So we just got to really finish this season off, get two big road wins, and come back and get ready for conference tournament.
Well, I know all of these fans and the ones that come to the Murphy Center all throughout the season and throughout your high school career have loved watching you play because, you know, you play so hard, you're so unselfish, and you play the game right. But, Ty, last thing is, what would you like to say to your fans and these people who have really been so supportive of you and your career, both in high school and at Middle Tennessee?
Oh, most definitely. I just got to thank them. You know, I can't thank our fans enough because, you know, they're a big part of, you know, our program, you know, and they've been supporting us since day one. So the fact that there's been fans that follow me since I was at Christiana and some at Riverdale, you know, I really do appreciate them for the love and support that they give us. And again, it doesn't go unnoticed, and that definitely is a big part of our success.
All right, fans. Well, of course, that's number 20 in the program, number one in your hearts, and climbing the record books. But senior point guard Ty Petty, and Ty, we look forward to several games down the stretch, but certainly you'll be missed when your career here is over.
Thank you so much, Tony.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is senior point guard Ty Petty, the guest on tonight's Rick Insel Live, the player guest, that is. When we come back, we'll have more Rick Insel Live after these messages on the Blue Raider Network, powered by Learfield.
Hi, this is Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors. We are your partners in wealth creation and protection. For over 30 years, we've been helping Blue Raider fans develop a winning financial game plan. We can help you plan for your real estate financing, college funding, retirement, and estate planning. Our goal at RAI Advisors is a secure financial game plan for your future. For a complimentary consultation, give us a call at 890-9810.
RAI Advisors is the preferred financial advisors for Blue Raider Athletics. Securities are offered independently through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm Mike Rowland, president of First Vision Bank and proud Blue Raider. During my years at MTSU, I learned to approach old problems with new ideas. That's why First Vision Bank has recreated banking with a concierge service for Murfreesboro's small businesses. We bring the bank to you, giving you more time and resources to focus on growing your business. Bring more power to your business. Call Chris Henson today at 494-5950.
First Vision Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, Chip Walters here. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is the place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from Floyd Stadium at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and all the other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com or at Gate 2A on game days. Lightning's Locker Room, the official game day provider, powered by Textbook Brokers.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Ken Ayer. Find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
It's 24/7 care. You never have to leave your home. Introducing virtual visits with St. Thomas Health On Demand. You can now visit with a board-certified physician or nurse practitioner through your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The provider will talk you through the exam and, if needed, provide a prescription. The cost is a $49 flat fee. St. Thomas Health On Demand is for non-emergent illness or injuries like coughs, sore throats, eye infections, and rashes. Simply log on to sthealth.com/ondemand.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Rick Ensel Live, coming to you from Sam's on this Monday night. I'd like to thank Tony Stennett for a nice session with Ty Petty. And as always, Ty, very, very gracious and not willing to talk much about herself, talks about her teammates.
Well, she's a winner. I mean, that's what winners do. You can't get there by yourself, and Ty knows that. She's had some good teams around her and with her. They all love her. The reason they do is because of that attitude that she's got. You know, she places them above her. One of those young ladies that if you help enough people get what they want, they'll help you get what you want. And that's exactly what's happened in that situation. She's going to end up being one of the most successful players in the history of our program. And the reason is she's thrown the ball just about everybody that's come through.
That's why she's got 500 assists. Yeah.
So, you know, if you look at her assist, some of those had to be threes. So you're looking at probably 1,200 or 1,300 points.
No doubt.
And then you look at she's already scored over about 1,200 points. So if you count assists, she'd be right there with Ebony Rowe. But, you know, Ty's a very unselfish young lady. One of the things I've had to talk to her about is being more selfish. She needs to force more shots. And she's got where she does that. Sometimes she gets down on herself because maybe she takes a shot or two that she shouldn't have taken. But, hey, I like to see her forcing some shots because more times than not, it's going to end up being a positive than a negative.
Yeah.
Very proud to have been her coach.
We are at Sam's in Stones River Mall with more than 60 stores and restaurants. Stones River Mall is Murfreesboro's premier shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's or Buffalo Wild Wings, some of the other fine eating establishments here. Stones River Mall, follow them on Facebook or Instagram. Coach, we've got a few questions from the audience, as usual, and to get into those.
Someone wanted to know if I was aware that Ty was 1 point short of a double-double, and I'll have to say no. And I couldn't have done anything about it anyway if I'd have told her. You know, she wouldn't have shot it, so, you know. But, no, I don't keep up with that. Every now and then Tony will come by, and he'll say something to one of the coaches, and they'll alert me about something, but I think more than anything, I think someone alerted me yesterday when I was getting ready to take her out that she was five assists short of the record. And I said, well, how many she got? Someone said 12. I said, well, she's not going to get five more. There's like 3 or 4 minutes to go. So I wanted to give her due. I also wanted to play Katie some. And we're going to need Katie down the stretch. I want to give her 3 or 4 minutes in that situation.
No doubt.
No, I didn't know she was 1 point short. Will Bria be back next season? I think so. I think Bria's going to be back. And, you know, Bria's in a situation where she's got to be real careful. She can't coach. Coaching is that would be a compliance issue, the situation. But she can talk to him.
Help with practice, yeah.
Just, you know, pat him on the back, you know, things like that. And she does a good job of that. She's low-key, and they like her, and she likes them. And so, you know, she's a good go for us. How about a recruiting update to the extent you can talk about it? Well, the four young ladies we've got coming in are very talented. We're very excited about having them. They're coming in with a great group. I mean, you've got, looking ahead at the post, you've got all three of you post back. You got Charity and Jordan, which are going on the perimeter next year, along with Charity, Jordan, Abby, Jess, and Katie, Kyla. So I feel real good about that. We got a lot of depth right there. And then Shay's looking good. You look every time we put her in, her knee will be healthier. So I think, you know, a point guard position, I think Katie and Kyla's going to handle that, and maybe we might recruit another one somewhere along the way. If not, I might even consider moving someone like an Anna Jones from Jackson, University School in Jackson in there. So, you know, we get together and I'd see what all the makeup is, the chemistry we'll see.
I meant to mention this earlier. I'm glad Don and Hannah thought about it.
And about bringing the crowd down, you know, that's kind of special. I think one of the things that we've asked our fans to do is invest in our girls, and then our girls invest back into our fan base, and they've done that. I'm real proud of our fans. I'm real proud of our team. And, you know, we want our fans to think the Lady Raiders is their basketball team. And, you know, and I think any one of our players, you can ask them, they appreciate our fan base.
It's time to open up another bag of Golden Flake, the favorite chip of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. Also time for us to take our final break, and we'll be back to wrap things up on Rick Ensel Live right after this timeout. If you listen to Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network, powered by Learfield.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who'll be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, State Farm agent Deb Ensel, at 931-684-5274.
Do you want the advantages of a major university with the Ivy League experience of an honors college? What you're looking for is right in front of you. Middle Tennessee State University's beautiful campus is home to over 140 majors taught in state-of-the-art facilities. Our undergraduates get hands-on experience, working alongside a highly respected and caring faculty. Take a closer look. Become true blue.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, takes great pride in being the official team doctors for Middle Tennessee State University Athletics. Providing expert treatment of injuries to bones, joints, or muscles, TOA's team of surgical specialists can get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud to be the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in for the final time tonight and for the final time this season for Rick Ensel Live, coming to you from Sam's. And, Coach, we've got a Florida road trip. Got two games down there next week against teams that we're very familiar with.
Well, we know that both games are going to be tough. They're very athletic. They're very well coached. They've hit a little bad luck. We don't want them to, you know, we don't want them to get their good luck on us.
No.
I can tell you that. But we'll be ready. We'll have our team ready. We'll have them focused, and that's the main thing.
Team is going to leave for Florida on Wednesday morning, I think.
4:45, I think, Dick. What time? Richard, well, I'm going to have to talk to him about all this leaving early next year.
But at least we'll have plenty of time when we get down there.
Well, you got to get down. You got to get checked through security. You never know what's going to happen. And so, you know, and you never know what about the weather coming and going. So, you know, we just got to prepare for everything.
I want to remind you, our final reminder is about the Avenue of Murfreesboro. You can experience the Avenue with over 95 stores and restaurants, including BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse, Lizard Thicket, Forever 21, and more. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors for being with us all year. And, you know, I asked John if that would show up on Facebook, but this is what we're going for.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going for right there.
Yeah.
And that's a big ring, too, Coach.
Well, we'll get you another, Dick. You've got one about every year, hadn't you?
Just about.
Well, so.
Just about.
We don't need to change it.
There are a lot of people we need to thank for helping us on this show. Our sponsor, Ascend Federal Credit Union, we thanked them earlier. Natalie was here. I'd like to thank Danny Farah and the folks at Precision Wood. They're responsible for the riser here that kind of puts us up where people can see us. I don't know if that's good or not. But
Danny carries this riser around with him so he can make him look tall.
So we'd like to thank Danny and his folks out at Precision Wood. Chip Walters, who comes in early every Monday and sets everything up.
We appreciate Chip.
Makes sure that everything is working fine. Ben Scheffler has been our studio producer most of the season. Ivana DeVoe is there tonight, and we'd like to thank them. Tony Stennett for getting all the media stuff together and all the handouts.
Be careful there with Tony now. Don't pat him too much on the back.
I understand that. And Richard Lowe, your director of operations.
Richard's a good one.
Kayla Cargyle, who is...
Kayla's a good one.
She's in the office every day. And our manager here at Sam's is Miranda Kraft, and we'd like to thank her. But, you know, I think... Most particularly, we'd like to thank our fans for coming. You know, the group Alabama has a song that they sing a lot at the end of their concerts called You the Fans, thanking their fans for their support. We'd like to thank all of you fans for coming out and supporting the Lady Raiders.
We do.
Supporting the Blue Raiders, supporting our coaches' show. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much.
We've had a big crowd every night. Every show that we've had this year, we've had a big crowd.
And we hope to be back here next year and even bigger and better.
Well, Dick, you know, we've always had an extra show or two, you know, because of the getting to the tournaments. Let's hope we have another show right here.
I noticed, Coach, where Virginia's beating up on North Carolina on TV, the team we opened the season with on the road, pretty good basketball team.
Well, Louisville, Virginia, Georgia Tech, Ohio, Kentucky, Arizona State, Southern, you just Tulane, Missouri State, Central Michigan. They're all tough, Dick.
All right, Coach, let's get a couple.
Been a great year.
Let's get a couple next week in Florida. Thank you so much. That's Rick Ensel Live coming to you from Sam. Kermit Davis and Chip Walters coming up next.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.